Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The sign to end all signs. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. The promise is that God promised to be with us. He promised it some 700 years before Jesus was born in this passage in Isaiah. And it is still true today. God himself lives in and through those who have accepted him. It is the sign to end all signs to know that the Lord lives, and that he has given us his Son to live in us, through us, with us, for all eternity. Have you received that sign? You know, as we approach the celebration of the birth of Jesus, whenever that date was so long ago, some 2,000 years ago, the important thing is that we make Jesus the Lord of our life right now. Do not make him just a baby in a rustic manger in a small town in Israel, but make him the Lord of your life, the living Lord coming to abide in us, to give us the strength to endure the things that are natural in the human element, but supernatural in the eternal element. When we receive the sign to end all signs, it is the sign that we have life through the Son. He sent his Son to give us life. Right now, without the Son, all we have is eternal death, waiting for those who have not received him. My mind frequently goes to the cross of Jesus. There were two thieves, one on each side of him. All three men were about to die. But one was the Son of God. One was the Son who had created all things. He had created the very wood that made the cross upon which he was nailed. He made the element that became the metal that produced the nails that were driven into his hands and his feet. He made the metal that was hammered into a spear point that pierced his side. And yet he died for us. The sign to end all signs. The Lord gave himself that we might have him eternally. If you have never received that sign to end all signs, I urge you right now, just open your heart. Be like that thief that was next to Jesus and say, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Mean that from the bottom of your heart. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He is already in his kingdom, and we want to be with him for all eternity. Heavenly Father, as we open our hearts to receive you right now, I pray that you might give assurance to those who have never received you before, that as they pray this prayer, Lord, come into my heart. I believe in you. I believe that God sent his Son into the world to give us eternal life. And I receive that Son as my Savior and Lord. And having prayed that prayer, I pray, Lord, they might have the assurance that now they are a child of God. Let us all walk as children should be walking, obediently in the will of the Father. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.